So the rules of the game are simple. The object is to win. If you don't win, it means you lose, and you're a loser. Star cards are better than normal cards. So you got your star cards there. They're better than normal cards. Pretty simple. On your turn, you draw one, and then you play a card. And play continues until someone wins. First person to draw a card off the top of the deck after I finish dealing out will be first player. Kyle, you picked up the first card. Why don't you go first?
And the player saying the words yours immediately loses, starting now.
Zombies. Every player must say, ah, zombies, before playing a card.
Unless they have a banana.
Mm-hmm. There's one up there if you want to grab it.
Oh, crap!
I just said you! Darn it!
Kyle, that's terrible.
Piece of crap! By the way, you just lost. You didn't say, zombies. You lose.
Lost anyway.
If you play his card, you lose. No, really?
So, okay.
You lost.
So Kyle won, right? Okay.
All right, well, we took enough time. I think it's time to start the show.
I lose card. I love this card.
You...
See, if you, and thank God I can say you now.
Yeah.
If you play this card, you lose. No, really.
Crap.
I dare you to try it. Okay. And so if they dare me, I'm trying it.
You like that?
That's a game for you, so.
I mean, I could have just played you win, but I didn't want to say you, so I didn't play it.
Because right,
if I said you, then I would have lost.
Yep.
Actually, everyone would have lost because no one else had a card. Star card.
Go ahead.
Introduce yourself, Kyle.
That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Introduce yourself.
You know what? I'll introduce myself when I feel like it. And I feel like it. Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And I've totally tanked the intro 2 times already. I'm not going to try to read this line anymore because I just can't do it. So let's get started with this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. So welcome back to Season 3 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. And what we were playing just a moment ago in the introduction is a game I picked up when I was at the Michicon Game Conference called We Didn't Play Test This at All by Asmodi Games. It is one of the most craziest, most psychotic games absolutely ever. It's a very simple card game. Takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Every card's got some ridiculous, crazy rule on it. And chances are you're going to screw one up and lose the game like I did and be very, very angry at yourself and the other players.
I say this is a great game for, like, wedding party, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, just any type of time when a group of people are together. You're going to have it's going to be a riot.
When you're bored. You can even play by yourself.
Yeah, you probably could if you wanted to.
There's a card. There's a card that allows you to play by yourself.
That's the even crazier chaos expansion. It's like, oh my goodness. I mean, yeah, this is a game that literally it is just pure chaos. That's not it's awesome. But it is great. When we had like 6-7 players playing the game, you would just get so irritated because you know they'd trick you into violating one of the rules, and it was just freaking hilarious. It's so much fun to play this game. But we'll definitely when you get a lot of people. And it's really cheap, too. It's Asmodi Games, so it's AsmodiGames.com. Costs $8 for the base set, $4 for the expansion.
Oh, that's not bad.
They do sell it online, then?
I assume so. Let me see. I'm at their website right now.
It's not really a bad price for this type of game.
I'm considering buying it already.
It looks like they have some sort of order form here. I don't know how reliable it is.
I mean, that's okay. I'll check it out later.
Yeah. So yeah, it's Asmodi Games, that's Asmadi Games.com. So let's get started with the actual main portion of the show. But first of all, I actually want to talk a little bit about what we have been doing the past couple episodes. The past couple episodes, we have actually been running a little bit of a poll to see what game we're going to review next. And between myself and other people who voted, which by the way, neither of these two guys voted for some reason, I don't know why they didn't, lazy, we got a total of a whopping 4 votes, which it's a start. And the winner with a score of 3-1, the last place was tied between Heavy Blitz, The heavy gear blitz, whatever it's called. No one voted for that. No one voted for the Dreadnought game. No one voted for some other game in there.
This really isn't exciting just because, Paul, I mean, it's just, it was four votes.
It's one
really
vote, exciting. Me.
I just assumed that the voting was only for our audience, so therefore I didn't vote.
Whatever.
And yeah, like, me too.
One vote went to Mutant Chronicles by Fantasy Flight Games, which was subsequently canceled during the voting period, therefore disqualified. We had a de facto winner, which fortunately did have the most votes, was Blood Bowl by Games Workshop, with three people on Twitter voted for Blood Bowl by Games Workshop. So we're going to pick a copy of that up. And in a few episodes, we'll go ahead and do a review of it. So
sounds like fun.
For that, not too far off in the future. But our main topic for the day is, this is kind of one of my shows we got to throw together at the last minute. We're going to play a game we played back at the start of the year, the very first episode. It was basically called News to Me, a Footnote, or I Just Don't Give a Crap.
Oh, I love this.
We're going to go through an assortment of news topics. These are all various miniature wargame news topics. The only thing is, none of them are Warhammer 40K. I'm going to do a special Warhammer 40K only episode coming up with some of the guys from Adeptus Fanaticus. So this is all non-40K stuff. We do have some other Games Workshop things tossed in there. So the idea is, we'll go through our series of topics. I think I got 12 on the list so far, and if we need to go on later, I can basically rag on the new Fantasy Flight game, Age of Conan, because I hate that game, so I played that in Michigan also. But we go through one topic, one after another. Each of us will say whether A, it's newsworthy, or news to me. Basically, we think it's cool, we think it's important, we like it. Footnote, it may be an important news item, but we really don't care about it, or I don't give a crap. Basically, this is stupid. Why is Jason putting this in the list? He should be hit for doing that. And that's what Kyle's thinking most
Sweet.
Of the time.
Sweet!
Not that he should hit me. That's
you know, we really
thinking.
Need a styrofoam bat just, you know, just for...
Well, we have the swords.
I have my Dagger Hero equipment in
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah, we do. Okay.
I mean, it's pretty close to styrofoam bat. A little more brutal, but pretty darn close.
Yeah.
So, first one up. On the list is the what will be the third expansion of Monster Apocalypse, which is kind of ironic because I haven't even got the second expansion because no one around here carries it. The third expansion of Monster Apocalypse called All Your Base, coming out July 2009, I believe. That's stupid.
All Your Base belongs to us.
That old paradigm, whatever, Super Nintendo game, whatever. But it's going to introduce faction headquarters for the six factions, so I guess they get some kind of building that represents their faction headquarters. The idea of morphers, which are four small monsters that can combine into one giant monster, the two big new things do. And in addition to an assortment of new monsters.
You can see Ryan's and eyes, my eyes are...
Let's start. Ryan, newsworthy, what do you say?
It wasn't newsworthy to me until you said that the monsters are going to start morphing together. I'm like, does this sound like Power Rangers, what we mentioned last season?
We're very,
last
very
season?
Close. And the next news item on the list has to deal with sort of with that.
Okay.
As for... Well,
yeah,
okay,
it's news to me. Yeah, it's newsworthy.
I'm going to say, for me, you know, the reality is Monster Apocalypse started off really great, and it is an awesome game. I'm not going to have nothing really bad to say about it, but the popularity around here just tanked.
Really? I mean, that's a shame.
The one store I said doesn't carry it.
Yeah,
I asked the guy, when's the second set coming out? He's like, oh, I don't know. I went down to our other store that we got in the local area. He said he can order the stuff for me. I tried to run some games there, Monster Apocalypse. No one ever showed up.
Did you, I mean, what about the tournaments that you were going to before? I mean, for Monster Apocalypse games. Did those tank or something?
They're still probably around here. That's an hour drive away from me. So it's like, it's, yeah, and they're on Tuesday nights, and trying to drive an hour, normal hour, not factoring in rush hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, it's more of a footnote. I love the game, but if there's no one to play it with, just not going to play the game. Mm-hmm.
Well, you always have us, I guess, to play with, but for me, it's a footnote. I do love the game, but it's not something I have personally have bought, so for me, it's not as newsworthy.
Yes, and that's a general thing for me. It's a fun game, but oh well. That's why the morphers are important for the next topic.
Yeah.
You're thinking Power Rangers. Close. I was hoping Power Rangers too. Yep. Instead, Monster Apocalypse is getting the license to Voltron.
Voltron.
Did you ever watch that from the old cartoon show from the 80s?
Nope.
Old anime.
Oh, it's an anime?
Well,
it's
old so anime.
Is it something like from...
Well, animation Japanese,
like Gundam suit or something like that?
No, not really.
It's from the days of Thundercats and that era of drawing.
Okay.
It's, but basically the reason it's important is Voltron, I think there's five robots, they're all like giant panthers,
animals, I think.
But yeah, there's basically five little robots that all merge together to form one giant robot.
I'm sorry, but this is screaming Power Rangers. It's screaming.
It really is. Where do you think they probably got it from?
Yeah.
Well, no, Voltron, wait.
Voltron, I think, came out first.
Well, because Power Rangers was out in Japan.
Like, oh, it was?
I don't know when. Yeah, because Power Rangers was Japan first, then came to the United States. I don't know when it came out in Japan.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, see, it's basically, you got the robot there. He's got each of the, small robots. There's the
one foot.
Leg. Poor guy gets stuck in the foot. That's lame. But okay. Voltron coming to Monster Apocalypse. What do you say, Ryan?
I'd say that's cool. I mean, if, like, we had people to play, with, it's just, it's not any fun, like you said, if you don't have additional players.
For me, I'm going to go with a footnote, because the reality is I don't care about Voltron. I never watched the show as a
kid.
Yeah,
neither did I.
I'd be a lot more excited as the Power Rangers, because Power Rangers were, they're kind of cool.
They're kind of cool. Oh, wow.
There's the people who do pilot the things. That But yeah, so I mean, it's a neat idea. They're actually they wanted to get licensed products. They got a license here. It's kinda, to me, it's kind of a lame license, but I'm sure there are definitely people who are excited about Voltron. Mm-hmm.
It's still a footnote for me. I would like to see what actual abilities, in the game first before I, actually get excited about it.
Yeah, I wonder if they were going to be their own faction, if they're going to join up with a guard or something like that. Or maybe it's going to make a special type of monster that you can take with an assortment of factions and still use their faction units.
I don't know.
I don't know. It'd be fun to see. So,
but you got to know at the company if they were trying to get license from Voltron. They're trying to get license from others as well.
Yeah.
Most definitely Power Rangers as well, too.
They said on their homepage, their goal is to get, all sorts of different people. I have no idea what the license cost for Power Rangers is, but I want to say I've heard, because I was talking to some game designers about getting the Godzilla license and those various monsters. Those licenses are like $50,000 per monster.
Yeah.
So it's obviously $50,000 for Godzilla. Bring in, say, King Ghidorah, that's another 50,000. Mm-hmm. Bring in all the other. So I don't think we're going to see that anytime soon.
Probably not.
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
But, yeah, so we're stuck with Voltron. That's more Monster Rago stuff. Okay. So let's move on here.
What's next on the list?
Fifth Faction from War Machine, September 2009. And I'm pretty darn confident it's going to be called The Retribution of Ios. So Ios is another nation, War Machine. It's an elven nation. Who I believe do not like the humans, because at least if you look in the profile of Iris, who is the elven solo character you take.
Mage hunter. Yep, hunter.
Because she basically hunts down the warcaster.
Was it of Isis? Or of... Ios? Hunter of Ios.
Because basically, if you look in her profile, it says that she hunts down the warcasters because of the fact that she believes human magic is destroying the gods of the elves. So I assume the elves are probably pretty ticked. And the reason...
I'm just curious, though. I'm curious if a lot of these elves will actually have the technology intolerance that she does.
Mm-hmm. There has been, I think, one elven character that actually appears in Hordes. But I don't really know much about that one for your character. But we know the set's Retribution. We know it's September 2009. And the reason I'm calling it Retribution of Ios, other than the fact that we know that Retribution ends about Ios, if you actually look on any of the Mark II stat card sheets down here, they have the usual disclaimer legalese stuff.
The name is down there?
If you read down here in the trademarks, it's obviously got War Machine, Signar, Kador, Krix, Protected of Menoth, Retribution of Ios, Warcaster, Warjack. So obviously, they got the name trademarked for a reason, so I'm pretty sure that's what the faction name is going to be. But, okay, let's see. Newsworthy, what do you guys say?
I'd say it's a footnote. I mean, you knew they were going to come up with stuff later on anyway, so...
This is the first new faction since the game came out, 5 years ago. But, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. For me, definitely newsworthy. I love War Machine. I want to play it more and more. I love Mark II. We had a whole last episode on how awesome Mark II was. So newsworthy for me. I can't wait to see these guys. I probably won't play as them because I want to build a Signar first, but it's awesome to see a fifth faction in the game and move the story along.
It's absolutely newsworthy. I believe it'll at least give us, when we bring more people in, not everybody will be playing the same faction when actually getting a big game going. You actually can't design your army around just one faction or one army that you know will be built.
Mm-hmm. Now, one odd thing about this, though, the September 2009 release date, I just find it odd they're going to release it like 4 months before Mark II officially comes out. I mean, you think, why not just, instead of wasting time playtesting and debugging, you know, the whole Mark I rules, why not just wait 4 months to release it with Mark II? Some like, cool... I don't know if there's a...
Could it be to prepare, possibly, for the actual, make sure that any problems with the Retribution of Ios and play, you know, obviously they're going away from playtesting, but they're still... or field testing, there's still going to be some, obviously, comments in the forums, which they will consider.
If they design the Mark I army to be similar to the Mark II army, you can kind of get some ideas of playtesting, because there are some similarities between the two sets.
Well, even though playtesting is done with, everyone's mm-hmm. still going to be playing as Mark II.
Definitely.
So this army is going to be Mark II based, and therefore, I think they're looking for feedback to make any minor adjustments to it before Mark II is actually official.
Yeah. And I just had a blatantly obvious thought, too. Obviously, this set has been designed for probably 2 or 3 years, and they probably may not have... Well, and they may... Obviously, two or three years ago, they're designing it for Mark I, because maybe Mark II was not on the radar yet. They hadn't decided when there's going to be a release. So maybe it just happens to be the fact they spent so much time developing a Mark I, why not just release it out there, I guess? Otherwise, you know, it's kind of a waste of stuff, probably. That's my just obvious thought in the head, which I wasn't thinking when I said my question, but yeah.
Well, could have been one or the other.
Yes. Is it time to make Kyle yell a little bit?
Hmm?
Why make me yell?
That's not very nice. Another new game coming out September 2009, Arcane Legions by Wells Expeditions. The reason why I'm going to make the reason Kyle might yell a little bit, this company, Wells Expeditions, is made up with a large portion of the senior staff from WizKids Games.
WizKids returns from the dead.
Jordan Wiseman, who of course the creator of BattleTech, greatest game ever, is leading the whole thing up, and he's also brought along a bunch of people from WizKids along to release a new collectible miniatures game called Arcane Legions. Set in, let's see, what year is it set in? Because it's basically a pseudo-historical game. It's set in, like, 39 BC or something like that, in the days of the Roman Empire, and there it is.
That actually sounds interesting.
It's a collectible mass action game. So much like, say, 40K or Fantasy, where you have large groups of guys, you know, mm-hmm. and operating in formations, that's what this is going to be, but collectible. There's not a whole lot about it yet. There's some details about it. Go to the website.
Yeah, it looks Prince of Persia type-ish.
Yeah, it's that same kind of timeline, you know. About, yeah. But it's just weird.
Well, if it wasn't for the fact that the BattleTech guy was leading the charge on this, I would be yelling, but...
Oh, I like their tagline. Because obviously, you know, they have their reinvent... It says, reinventing the tabletop gaming again. From the same team that invented the collectible miniatures category, including Heavyweights, Mage Knight, MechWarrior, and HeroClix, comes a new game system that revolutionizes mass action combat. By mentioning MechWarrior in that title, you're not going to get us to buy the game, but that's all right. I'm sure some people will be excited.
Are we going to review this when it comes out?
This is definitely one of the games we're going to review, just because it's
and see and make brand sure, new. Make sure whether or not it blows or...
Well, I mean, if it was only with WizKids creators or designers, I would say absolutely not. We're not going to review it, I thought you said something about BattleTech leading the...
Jordan Wiseman was WizKids. He was the leader of WizKids for a while. He ditched halfway through the company.
Well, then he was smart.
Yes, he was.
Okay, so I'm going with the fact that he was smart.
So basically, the whole idea of how this game works is you've got your formation, your blocks of troops, and based on how you basically organize the troops in the base, they get either more movement or more attack. Like you look in the pictures here, they have little circles where you stick them in, and based on how you stick them in, you know, it gives you more movement, more attack. And as guys die, you remove them from the base, and then therefore that reduces their movement or their attack, depending how you remove them. Which, I mean, it's sounds interesting to me, but
mm-hmm.
I already got some horrific nightmares about this concept involving collectible miniatures games. I mean, right now, these games work because you know, you go to Games Workshop, you buy a block of 30 guys in a box, and you've got your unit right there. It doesn't say exactly how the collectible miniature guys are going to be produced. Are you going to buy a box of 30 guys and have 5 of them be Roman, 5 of them be Egyptian, 5 of them be Chinese, and therefore you totally are worthless with that box of units as it is without buying four more boxes and hope you get enough to build a 10-man unit.
It'll be interesting to see how they turn it out, you know?
Does the figure itself matter? Like, are there archers versus, say, you know, pikemen versus frontline swordsmen? So therefore, in those five Chinese guys you got, now you've got two archers, one spearman, and two swordsmen. Therefore, you got to buy seven boxes to possibly get a fully functional chunk of 10 guys. It doesn't. These are questions that aren't answered that are just like the ultimate nightmare scenario for me.
I can see how, yeah, that would give you nightmares, Jason.
Because why don't you email them and ask them the question?
I like that idea. He thinks well. Sometimes Kyle does think well. Because, I mean, up to this point, all collectible miniatures games have been figure-based. So, I mean, even if you got a figure you didn't want, that figure is still fully operates as an independent unit. You still can use it right on the box in a game, even if it's part of another faction
but
or whatever.
But this game doesn't appear that way.
Well, it doesn't. They don't say.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it could be you buy a box, and inside you got a 10-figure unit of some random army, some random unit. So, you know. And I don't even know how much the plastic figures are going to matter. Because it looks like these little cards you place down when you place the guys on, they have the names of the unit on there. So I don't know if the plastic figures even matter who's on there, or just... In that case, why some blind... It's... I don't know. It's
That can get iffy if they have a generic just unit for those...
It seems... Because, I mean, if you look at the actual pictures here from the site, it almost looks like there are different types of units.
That's interesting.
But, I mean, these are just, like, you know, mock-up shots.
But, actually, that looks kind of cool how they have that set up, though. You mean just, like, the whole unit, like, a little bit can be taken down?
Yeah.
And that actually looked like it could be fun.
So it's basically taking what Games Workshop has done with every single one of their games now and try to turn in a collectible game, and that could be very good, that could be horrifically, it could be absolute disaster. But we'll find out September 2009 when we review it. So let's do newsworthy. What do you guys say? Newsworthy, footnote, don't give a crap.
I'd say it's newsworthy.
I'm going to say, yeah, I'm picking it as a review game, and so yeah. I'll say it's newsworthy as well.
I believe it's newsworthy. I mean, at least until we finish reviewing it.
Then we'd be like, this is a dull piece of crap. Jason, why did you buy this? Everyone
wouldn't
talk to you again.
It's the first time that's happened. Sad.
It will go into our pile of crap bin, you know, that Jason has somewhere in this house.
Can we light it on fire someday?
One day in the show, we will light something on fire. I promise you. We will light something on fire. Mark my words to it. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Can we have that in writing? Because I want to be here for that.
We have a recording. Okay. It's recorded on the show.
It's not on the show. So, next item up, Mutant Chronicles by Fantasy Flight Games, canceled. Another, well, it wasn't collectible miniatures game. It was, then became non-collectible. Another miniatures game set in Mutant Chronicles universe, canceled it because no one bought it.
I don't give a crap.
For me, it's only a footnote. I mean, I would like to play this game. I did vote for it in our review contest. I was the sole Mutant Chronicles guy because I did have the old Siege of the Citadel board game back when that came out in the early 90s or mid 90s, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, it got canceled. And oh well, Kyle.
Yeah, you lose.
I just don't give a crap.
Yeah. I mean, why did you even have it up there? Like, you mentioned it like on the website, so why do you have to mention it anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the next one up, Games Workshop, Lord of the Rings, War of the Ring. We did Lord of the Rings before on the show. The squat is the skirmish level with only a few figures. This is the epic army size battle.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. When we did that review, I talked about I want to see these epic battles that are huge, and you just got armies against armies just pounding away each other. And I haven't played this yet, but I'd like to see this and like to play this and see how it all works.
So you find this extremely newsworthy?
Oh, yes, I find it extremely newsworthy.
Kyle, what do you say?
Well, I'd have to say it's a footnote. After my first impression with the Lord of the Rings game, the original one, I was pretty disappointed with it. I mean, I'm willing to try it out and review it, but if I don't, it's no big loss to me.
In case you haven't seen it yet. There's a YouTube video Games Workshop put out that kind of showcases, you know, what the whole thing looks like and... Oh, too far. Not in the right spot. Well, but as for me, I can't do my multi-touch scrolling when I'm, like, looking away from it. But as for me, I'm going to say it's a footnote because I have played this game. And, well, my official words of my Twitter post was it ranks pretty high in the scale. All
right.
Which then prompted Jerry, who runs the Adeptus Fanaticus, the 40K guys, to call me out as a heretic, saying I have lack of faith or insult in the game.
That is cool. I love all that. That is so freaking... I just love this because I am a Lord of the Rings fan. I just want to get these just for the figures themselves and create these type of
I mean, the game may be awesome on a large scale. I played an introductory game where we had basically four blocks of troops on the field, mm-hmm. and there really wasn't much in the way of movement tactics, and frankly, I think I won because I rolled a lot of sixes. Mm. But, like, after I ragged on the game, let's see if I can. And then Adeptus Fanaticus had a response. I would read it. Let's see. It's probably a long ways back. But basically, Jerry's response was to my rag on the game. Well, I got to play War of the Rings today. It was awesome as I thought it would be. Eat it, Jason.
Yeah, I remember him posting that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, yes.
We got a little Twitter fight back and forth about whether the game's any good. I do want to actually possibly get a review of it. I'm not going to buy all the figures for it. I'm just not going to spend the money on it. You're talking hundreds of dollars to buy a decent-sized army for this game, even though it is GW's
War Machine
game.
Already costs enough as it is that...
But, I mean, maybe it'd be awesome in a large scale. I mean, maybe I'll talk a little bit more about why I didn't like it later, but I just didn't... I personally thought I won the battle because I rolled the best. I didn't see a whole lot in the way of movement tactics. There was some... There's some kind of wonky things.
Maybe it gets better when you get more figures in
there. I think it does, because then, therefore, movement tactics are more prevalent than charging each other, roll dice. Yeah. Charging each other, roll dice. Charging each other, roll dice.
Rock, paper, scissors? Anybody?
but you roll dice instead of picking rock, paper, scissors. Yeah. That's all it really was.
Okay.
Probably the next one, don't really care about, but I'll toss it anyway. Next expansion, the World of Warcraft miniatures, the Spoils of War. Newsworthy.
It's a footnote. I mean, we've reviewed Warcraft, and I mean, it was a good game, you know, solid game, but it's just... And it might introduce me in playing the RPG sometime, but, okay.
For me, footnote also, this game also suffers a Monster Apocalypse problem. It's a decent game. You tanked. No one around here plays it. You can't even buy the dang thing anymore.
Wow.
So. It's like a flash in the pan.
That is a footnote. We haven't played it ever since the... With Marty.
We didn't play with Marty.
We played with Brian.
Sorry.
I still hate you, Ruby Gem Sparkle.
I did bring the game at least with me, so it's not like I totally dished in my parents' face when I moved. I actually bring it to my new place.
No. Yeah, considering we haven't played it since then, that really tells me that, okay.
It wasn't anything special, I guess.
That's pretty much what it is. It's... solid, but it's not special.
The problem is around here, in terms of the game store environment, you've got War Machine, and then you've got Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
Basically, Games Workshop is just taking over Southeastern Michigan. It's crazy.
World of Warcraft players aren't going to be leaving their computer screens to go play a miniatures game. I'm sorry, not usually. You know, that's not usually how it works.
I had no further comment on that topic.
And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay, so, next topic. The future of HeroClix. Of course, this is a WizKids property when WizKids tanked last November. Topps obviously inherited the license because Topps was the parent company to WizKids. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of drama around this. Because they basically, Topps has been negotiating with some companies, Pinata Games and Catalyst Game Labs, working together to possibly purchase HeroClix and some other properties. First, they said, you know, they tried to buy all the WizKids properties. Topps said, screw you, you're not getting Battletech or Shadowrun. And now that they've been going back and forth with HeroClix. First, hey, we've got a HeroClix license. No, we don't. Someone does. No one does. Another person does. I mean, basically, going back and forth, we don't really know what's going to happen. Does anyone really care? Because none of us ever played this game.
First of all, the games you mentioned, especially HeroClix, they suck. So, why are they fighting over something that sucks?
It was their most popular game, I think. Okay. At least at the very end, it was.
Yes.
When MechWarrior died, and Mage Knight had died, and there's 17 other games which didn't help them at all tank.
When they used cardboard cutouts as their figures.
They did it in one game?
The
The ship game.
The Star Wars.
Oh, the Star Wars pocket model figures. Cardboard figures. That was not going too well for them in a lot of ways. No.
I just don't care.
Yeah, it's like they're fighting over crumbs under somebody's table. Seems like it's just... To me, it's just hilarious.
I mean, maybe it'll sell well again if it comes out. I don't know. I mean, I don't give a crap, honestly.
Yeah.
Nope.
Do we even care about that stuff? Catalyst Game Labs, new game. Screw that. Let's go to something we actually want to talk about.
Okay.
This is debating whether this is a screenshot or a concept art thing. I've seen both. I didn't really feel like looking up which it was. Game Developers Conference. It's basically a group of video game developers. Someone was doing a presentation that involved an image of a menu screen for a game called War Machine Mangled Metal with basically it was an ironclad, and I believe it was a juggernaut on either side.
Yes, that is correct.
Insisting at least somebody is developing a war machine, is considering developing a War Machine game, whether it's even being developed or not, I don't know. What do you guys say?
I'd say it's a footnote. I just pray the game doesn't suck. Because, I mean, sometimes it's just transition between tabletop miniature games to video game that there's something that gets lost, you know, in the video game type setting. They could probably make a really good video game out of it, but
there's
you never know.
It's a footnote. I can only see it really in two possible ways of it actually working out really well. And the one that catches my eye the most would be you base it off of you being maybe a warcaster or something. You are personally a warcaster, and you can build up your army around you, whatever. And then you can cast spells, cast them through warjacks, you know, like Revenger, and do it that way. And the other way would be to just have like a single fighting, like mechware style, where which wouldn't work.
Command a warjack?
Yeah, where you command a warjack, which I don't see as being very well. So, I mean, maybe you guys can think of other ways that it could be done.
For me, I'm sitting with a gigantic smile on my face, because this is so freaking awesome. I so want to see a War Machine video game. They could do this. What I wanted them to do is what I would want Games Workshop to do with Warhammer 40K, but they're not doing it, is basically take the idea of Star Wars Battlefront, which I absolutely loved as a game, basically playing a huge fight.
Now that if it was in that type of battle, that battle style format for if they make a War Machine game like that, that would be very cool.
Because it'd be cool. Then you know you'd be multiplayer. Or say you command a squad. So, you know you're basically just like in Mark II, you're the leader of the squad. If you get killed off, you come back as one of the other guys. Or you're a warjack, and therefore when you're a warjack and the warcaster boosts you, gives you focus, you get more powerful attacks. Somehow you get more accurate attacks. Maybe there's a bit of an RPG element to it, where it's a little bit your basically targeting reticle gets a little more narrower when you're being boosted. And then also you have a main guy who's your leader, who's the warcaster, who's doing all this kind of stuff. So that way you can have all the elements of the game in a freaking huge battle.
That would be really cool.
I do believe that people would like the ability, though, to, you know, have control over what spells are being, you know, cast on them. I mean, like as warjack. I mean, I'm just saying, because they like the idea of knowing what is happening.
Yeah. I mean, you'd obviously have all do voice communications, doing Xbox Live or Steam or any of those things now. You're talking back and forth. Get the arcane shield on me now. I'm under heavy fire. Or, you know, I'm at a perfect spot to do this. Give me snipe and I'll take the, you know, my hunter will take the guy out. I mean, that'd be so much fun.
And if you get past their radius, you shut,
shut down, but you can't, you know, you can't boost anymore. So you can't. You slow down. You can't charge. You know.
I just love to see like a warjack like gets its arm, you know, hanged off, and it's still like going away with the other arm.
So would the Harbinger be bleeding then when she cuts herself to save people?
Possibly. It could be a potentially gory game.
No. It could be very gory.
Yeah.
Oh, if you read the stories in the.
I know. I was just joking around because.
No, but the reality is, no, it wouldn't. Because.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't actually cut herself.
It's her power field that goes down. She's not hurting herself. It's a power field. Well, maybe.
No, she's hurting herself.
But anyway, it doesn't translate. But yeah, I mean, the reason that'd be awesome, I love to see Games Workshop do with 40K, where you're basically a squad, and they have hundreds of guys in the field.
That would be fun.
Imperial Guard guy desperately trying to hold off the Tyranids. I mean, that'd be so much fun, but they're not going to do that. They're releasing Space Marine instead, which looks lame. It's Gears of War with Warhammer 40K figures.
Interesting.
Lame. So yeah, that's for me. Awesome. Whatever. This is something Ryan, I don't know if he's looked into it at all, but he's going to go crazy over it. Heroescape Wave 9, July 2009. It is called...
It's just an expansion, though.
Yeah, it's an expansion. Yeah, it's more figures.
Yeah, it's more figures. No, I looked into it a little bit. Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's definitely newsworthy to me. I'm glad they're expanding on the game. I can't wait to make money to to buy stuff. But yeah, it's not dead. It's still limping along. Thank goodness.
Well, that's just a footnote for me. I really actually don't believe I've ever played the game.
No, I don't think you have, but I'm glad that it's at least a footnote to you.
Black Moon Siege.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a footnote to you, Cog, because, I mean...
Why do you keep...
I think it would have been really sad if you said... I think I'm upset if you said I personally don't give a crap about it. So at least it's a good footnote to you. I'm happy
with
that.
Well, I just don't give a crap what you think, though.
You know, I can handle that. That's not a problem.
I mean, for me... Yeah, I'll say I'm kind of excited about it. I want to play the game more. There's actually somewhat of a local tournament scene now, and I always forget that it's there. And I'll walk in the store. Oh, they're playing Heroescape again. I meant to go to that event.
You know, we're gonna have to one of these days. We're gonna have to play that scenario you came up with.
Campaign system.
Yes. Yeah. Because that looks very fun to do. I think you would like to play in that type of.
I'm sure we'll do more about that later. But yeah, it's this usual set, 24 new figures. So it's 4 packs as usual. Dwarves, it says, some other stuff. It's called Black Moon Siege, July 2009. I believe it's gonna cool.
I just can't wait till they come up with a new a starter set.
I don't know if they. I have no idea if they're working on it. Who knows if the game's gonna be around in a few months?
Yeah.
We all thought it was dead, and this was announced. This is actually announced back in December, and I was like, "Yay, it's not dead."
So when is it supposed to come out?
July 2009.
July, so...
Maybe they're just waiting to see what this expansion will be like.
Or 2 months. Yep, in 2 months.
Maybe this expansion sells well, they might move on to another
show. Yeah, that'd be hope. The last story we can talk about a little bit before I rag on Age of Conan, if anyone cares about it, Upper Deck vs. Konami. Of course, Upper Deck makes World of Warcraft miniatures, World of Warcraft collectible card game, and they used to make Yu-Gi-Oh! They used to have the license to Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game. Konami said, screw you, we're taking the license for whatever reason. Upper Deck filed a lawsuit against Konami for breach of contract, as they said they didn't have the rights to take the license. Konami came back, accused Upper Deck of counterfeiting cards, counterfeiting rare cards, and distributing them among one of their distributors. Upper Deck said these counterfeit charges are a load of crap. Their official words were unfounded and, whatever.
So pretty much they're suing and counter-suing each other.
Yeah, and then Konami got an injunction, a preliminary injunction, filed against Upper Deck, not allowing them to sell Yu-Gi-Oh! In the United States. So if you go buy a copy of Yu-Gi-Oh! Now, it's got Konami's picture on it instead of Upper Deck, I believe.
You know, I find it really hilarious that you got two companies fighting over a kid's card game.
But it's such a popular license. I mean,
I know it is.
Breaks in money.
I know it is. Yeah.
That's what they only care about is money. Do they care that it's the fact that it's a kid's card game? No.
No. But I just think it's kind of funny that they are fighting so badly over something like that.
I think the reason...
To me, it's like a footnote. I mean...
The reason for Upper Deck is some people said they lose Yu-Gi-Oh! They're
going under?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is literally their largest property. Because sports cards supposedly don't do much anymore. No one buys baseball cards and not very much.
No, baseball and football cards aren't really as valuable as they once were.
Everyone likes the collectible card game because you actually do something with them instead of putting them in a binder. See, sports cards were a scam forever. You don't do anything with them.
You trade them.
Well, you can get them signed and then they become valuable if you get someone actually important in the rookie year.
Yeah.
All I have to say is I have a few hundred cards in the closets.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too.
Football cards.
Actually,
although I do have a Brett Favre rookie card. Yeah. That's gonna be worth something someday.
Is it in decent shape?
Yes, it's in very good shape.
I have about 3 full years of baseball cards.
Wow.
Four full years of.
Wow.
How many scammed out of us? We'll never know.
Well, this was before they jacked up the prices.
Are they really expensive now?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
They're more expensive now than they were back then.
That's probably a safe bet.
Yeah.
So other than that, I'm going to say, for me, it's kind of newsworthy only because it's fun to watch them go back and forth. These legal battles are usually fun with them basically accusing each other of all sorts of different stuff and, trying to be polite when they really want to rip each other's throats out? You? You just not give a crap?
I'm just amazed. I mean, really, like...
Children, behave.
They make me seem civil. I'm sorry, I am not civil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really a low blow, Kyle, too.
I'll put a link in the show notes so you can follow some of their entertaining... Why did that link end up there? Okay, I copied and pasted the wrong link to it. I copied it to the Ubuntu homepage for some reason. Not Ubuntu Linux homepage and not the Upper Deck for Konami story. Oops. Oh. So anyway, we got a few minutes left here. This past weekend, I actually went to the Michicon Game Conference hosted by the Metro Detroit Gamers. We were there last year filming stuff, and this year it was better because I wasn't sick to my stomach. I didn't have food poisoning, which is a good first start.
Good.
Once again, I wasn't invited.
And I didn't show up.
I didn't tell Kyle about it. I don't know why I didn't.
Just like last year. Oh, Kyle, yeah, we're at the gaming convention. What?
Yeah, but this year I wasn't either. But no. I had other things going on.
Yeah, but you knew about it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I didn't get told.
Sorry, my mistake.
You know, I don't think I can be civil for much longer at
Kyle,
this rate.
I think there's a thing about Jason, you not wanting to be with you in public, maybe. I don't know.
No, it really seems
weird to me, you know? I don't know. Just to me.
But anyway,
I think, Ryan, you're trying to start something.
Yeah, he's trying to start something here.
Possibly. I don't know.
So anyway,
just make an observation.
Let me just get my hot sauce and shove it down your throat.
Have you ever had Dave's and Sandy sauce?
That's pretty good.
I saw some of that today at a barbecue I was at. But anyway, I didn't actually try any of this.
Kyle anymore.
Okay, but anyway, when I was at Michicon... I played Battlefield Gothic, which is the Warhammer 40,000 space combat game. It was alright. I mean, it's pretty fun. It's a pretty run-of-the-mill generic space combat game. Personally, I like the Babylon 5 one better. Babylon 5 is a little more refined. There's actually a lot of similarities between the two. I assume Babylon 5 came later, so probably borrowed a lot from Battlefield Gothic. But I played Necromunda, which is also Warhammer 40,000 themed. It's basically the story of gangs down the... bottom basement dungeons of the Hive Cities and Imperium, where you have billions of people stacked in buildings, so now these are like the slums where the gangs are fighting each other out, killing monsters. It's
interesting.
Not that great of a game. It's alright. I mean, it could be fun in a campaign, but some of the gameplay mechanics I wasn't a big fan of. But the real loser of the weekend was Age of Conan by Fantasy Flight Games. This game is really brand new, about 2 months old, based on the Conan universe by some author I had never read in the books.
It's like Conan the Barbarian, you know, the old Arnold
Schwarzenegger movie. Company that produced Age of Ragnarok?
No, this is Fantasy Flight Games of StarCraft.
Okay, that's right.
It just was 6 hours of the most mind-numbing. I just wanted to quit. I hated it. It doesn't do anything.
Six hours?
I think about after an hour of having the guy reading the rules to us.
Oh, wow.
It took five hours to play. I mean, it's almost two games in one. There's one aspect of controlling territories, which is boring and lame because you're really fighting yourself most of the time. And then there's another aspect of actually moving Conan around, doing his adventures, which require him to move from one point of the board to the other, where you gain resources in the form of monsters, treasures, and women, and you try to basically make Conan become your king of your country. And I mean, granted, there's a lot of strategy to it, a lot of different ways you can go about playing the game.
But what's the point?
It's to win, basically gain the most points.
Wow.
But it just doesn't do anything well.
Yeah.
It probably takes a long time to play, right?
It just sounds really generic.
It took longer, obviously, 6 hours, because the first time all four of us played. So, you know, it's not like, it obviously go a lot quicker the next time. But there just wasn't anything good about it. Nothing stood out to me. It was... lame. Absolutely lame. I can't recommend the game at all.
So, pretty much you're asking the question, why did you even wake up in the morning?
Well, that's what even ticks me off even more. So I misread the schedule and thought Battletech was at 7 p.m. when it was at 9 in the freaking morning!
Oh.
I actually went there at 11:30 to play. I actually wanted to play Last Night on Earth, but that was all filled up. So I'm like, okay, I'll try this Age of Conan. It's a new game. Never played it before. We'll try it. I would have got up and got there at 9 o'clock had I known Battletech was at 9 in the morning. Gosh darn it.
How did you not... You know, that's a pretty big difference there between... You know, it's not even the same number. It's 9 and 7. I mean...
I guess this is why we need to come just to double check on what he reads.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anyway. we had scheduling things like last time.
Year?
Yeah, it's like... Like, either I was saying, no, it's at this time, or Jason was saying, no, it's at that time. So.
Oh, well. I'm never going to play that game again. I don't want to ever see it again. So let's call this done.
Was the conference any bigger than it was last time, or did it get small?
Same size.
Okay,
same size.
Okay.
But that's it. So I guess anything else? We got like 2 minutes left. Anyone want to say any one last thing?
Nope. I'm starting to get a headache. I don't know why. Maybe because all we were talking about today just was mind numbing, which is like if you watch this episode, I feel really sorry for you. You must not have a life, and if you do, good for you. But turn this off right now, please.
Oh wow, this is.
Where's the loser card for Ryan?
Thank you. Okay. Yes.
So anyway, let's finish this up. Questions or comments? Send them over to me at jason@rockosoftware.com, rockosoftware.com.
I wonder
what the drill. Follow me on Twitter, tt_battlefield.
And I guess the only good game we like, the only good reason to watch this episode was the beginning part. We didn't play test this at all game, which I mean I would recommend playing, just because it's a load of fun. So there you go.
So
let's play one more game as we're going out here. So let's get the cards all shuffled up, Kyle.
I don't even know if I have an email.
You don't have an email. We've been through that over.
No, again. No, I haven't.
Okay, well, while you're shuffling, do the Twitter. That's me on Twitter.
Oh, that's right. I do. When's the last time I checked it? Probably 2 months ago. Probably about that.
Yeah, no. Like
a year ago. No. I did check it about 2 months
ago.
It's
funny. I got quite a few people, like, subscribe to my Twitter accounts. It's actually kind of cool.
Well, I'm up to right now. I got 78 at the moment.
Even though I haven't really, like, I don't really say much anymore. I mean, I'll probably say a lot more now since I'm out of school, but I really, any type of newsworthy things I could text, I don't want to.
There's my comment on Age of Conan. I was actually talking about Fantasy Flight board game. All right, I really want the 6 hours of my life, so I'm playing it back. So let's finish it up and we'll go out here. Kyle? Sign off, which I just said his name. So
thank you.
He's Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again in about 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
The Tabletop Battlefield is copyright 2007-2009 by Jason Rutherford and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podtapeaudio.com and is used under a Creative Commons License.
Wait, did you just say this when you told him to?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay.
Lost.
I
lost.
Lost.
I just lost.
Okay. Count of three. 1 to 5 fingers. 1, 2, 3. Crap.
What happened?
Double crap!
What happened?
Odd number loses. Why did I do that?
Show me the card.
Anyone who threw an odd number of fingers loses. We both threw odd. And that card is still in effect, even though Ryan is dead, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I know that.
Crap. Yeah, that's...
I'm
not dead, I just...
Thanks, Jason. Killed both of us.
Either that or could have killed us all doing that one. And next turn, everyone loses, including you.
I want to play this one, but I'm the tallest person.
Uh-huh. Okay, one more round, we're done.
I still have a headache, too, by the way.
Drink some hot sauce. Well, they'll get rid of your headache problem.
Yeah, I'll have another problem.
It'll get rid of your headache problem, though. I should turn off the mic.
That's fine. The camera's still recording, so.
Yeah. Then we're going to have to get to MechWarrior. Not MechWarrior, I mean War Machine. Corey would still have to get to two, though.
Someday. Dragon.
Okay, wait, what is this?
Stop it, or you get eaten alive and you die.
Oh, gosh. How do I do that?
I think I have a science card.
Okay.
Draw the card.
I'm gonna draw.
The other hope basically takes as many people down with you as you can.
And the dragon card stops there, right?
Yeah, the dragon card stops there once it kills him. Maybe.
Okay.
I guess you lost.
Hmm?
If you don't,
no, he can still play something, mess off.
Oh, yeah, true.
Wait a minute.
Probably a star card would do it.
Okay. I can't do any of that, so I'm just going to draw two cards really quick. Well, that's not going to help me.
Not going to help you. No. Either if you can't survive, screw one of us over as best you can.
Don't worry, I got something against anything that you can possibly screw me over
okay.
with.
No drawing. Place the face up in front of you. No players may draw cards from the deck for any reason. If any player has no cards to play on their turn, they lose.
Yay! We all win! Except-